Welcome, everyone, to Gems from Heaven podcast. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1, verse 21. The birth of Jesus was no common birth. It was a miraculous conception by the Holy Spirit in Mary. It was the fulfillment of divine prophecy from the Old Testament over 700 years before. Thus, Jesus was the long-expected Messiah, God's anointed ruler, the Christ. The text says, "For it is he who will save his people from their sins." His name literally means Savior. That name therefore affirmed his divine mission to the world, to save his people from their sins. The apostles later preached the same message, as in Acts 5, verse 31. He is the one whom God exalted to his right hand as Prince and Savior, to grant repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. You see, my friend, since all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, according to Romans 3:23, that means that each of us must seek the forgiveness of sins if we hope to have eternal life. Here is the gem. The birth of Jesus the Christ is God showing us that, one, he is faithful to fulfill the promise he made to Adam and Eve in Genesis 3:15. Two, he never left us alone, nor without a solution for the deadly situation we got ourselves into through sin. And three, he loves us, his most prized creation, desiring for us to be reunited with him. So, he provided the best, Jesus the Christ, his only begotten Son, the divine Savior of the world. Apart from him, there is no forgiveness, no reconciliation with God, and no hope beyond the grave. Let us seek Jesus, our Savior, the Son of God's love. Look again next week for another podcast of Gems from Heaven. But in the meantime, my friend, thanks for listening to this gem, and may you have a great and joyous day.